Welcome to City on a Hill, where we believe, belong, become, and build. We are a loving and caring community located in Crab Orchard, West Virginia, led by Pastor Damon Davis. Whether you're listening for the first time or you're a regular part of our family, we are so glad that you're here. At City on a Hill, we believe in reaching out to everyone with the love of Christ. Make sure to visit us online at cityonahillwv.com for more info on how to get connected. Now, let's dive right into the message from today and grow together in Christ.
Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. You can be seated. A month off, and that's what I got you. Buy the truth, sell it not. If I was to give you money right now and tell you to go buy truth, where would you go? Can you buy truth from Google? How many Fox News people are in here? Raise your hand. If your go-to news outlet is Fox News, raise your hand. Raise your hand real high. Raise your hand. Come on. Come on. I know. Newsmax. Is there any Newsmax people in here? CNN people. Thank the Lord. We was going to ask you to leave. MSNBC people, we was going to ask you to leave with the CNN people. But the reason that you go to that platform is you believe that they tell the truth closer than the other ones. Amen? There are people right now sitting in institutions that are paying big money to attend a college to buy truth. They're buying information. They're buying truth. The problem is we live in a time that truth is becoming harder and harder to find. Can you say amen? I don't know how you feel about it, but me personally, Dustin, I'm starting to believe very little of what I hear and very little of what I see. Because now with the AI movement and all the things that are going on, I don't know if that's Joe Biden saying that or not anymore. I don't know if that's Trump really there or not. And everybody posts underneath it and comment, AI. Could have fooled me. Because the truth is becoming very difficult to find. But he commanded us to buy the truth. Why buy the truth? Because the truth is extremely important. I would hate for you to think that you come in here today and I say, hey, listen, I'm going to preach you a sermon. It's about 50-50. 50% truth, 50% lies. You can figure it out. I mean, it's really scary when your mechanic lies to you. It's really scary when your doctor lies to you. All of that is very frightening. But it's really frightening when your preacher lies to you. Because the truth is extremely important, and what we need is more truth. We need to buy the truth. So as I'm studying over the last month and I'm praying, and I'm like, God, what is the direction of our church? What should I say? How should the sermon go? What ad? Should I be loud? Should I be quiet? I'm asking God all kinds of things. I'm like, God, how should I start? What should I do? And he begins to lay these things on my heart, and the story of Samson came to my mind. And as I'm thinking about Samson, I'm thinking, man, what a guy, right? I mean, when I was a kid and I colored Samson in the Sunday school books as a kid, he was this buff guy that had muscles everywhere, even in his temples, and we would just color him in our coloring books. But we've learned that that's not the way Samson looked at all. And the reason we know that's not how he looked is because Delilah would ask him, wherein lies your strength? How are you so strong? Well, if he had biceps and triceps, he'd just said, oh, look at these. I mean, it wouldn't be a question. But he must have been just an ordinary guy, but he had a relationship, or rather, God was moving through him. But Samson made a vow, and he made a vow called the vow of a Nazarite. And when you made a vow of a Nazarite, it was, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do that. And the three main things that you could not do was, you couldn't have anything to do with the grape. You're not allowed to have anything to do. You can't drink wine. You can't drink the juice. You can't have anything down to the seed thereof of the grape. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. The other thing you couldn't do was you could not touch anything dead. So he makes this vow, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. And then the last thing was a razor could never come to your head. And those were the three main points of the Nazirite vow. I'm going to move this out of the way because I want everybody to see this. I need a volunteer. Come on, Dustin, thank you. Yeah, come up here where I might see you. No, that's good. That's good. That's good. We need more children following their parents to the altar. But if the parents aren't going to the altar, why would the kids ever go to the altar? That was free. Didn't cost you anything. This is the Christian life. And I want to show you this because, man, God has really laid it on my heart. We're going to help some people this year. And this is the way this works. You have some currency. And the currency of the kingdom is not money. Despite what some of those fake preachers may tell you on TV, you don't have to send a check to them for God to visit your house. That's already been paid for by somebody else. You don't have to send that in to get all that. But there is some currency in the kingdom, and we all have this currency. One is we have faith. He has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every person in this room has a measure of faith. Some of our faith is greater than others, amen? Because you can increase your faith. Oh God, increase our faith and help thou my unbelief. And you can pray, but every person has the ability to believe. Let me say it like this. Every person in this world does believe something. If you are an evolutionist or if you are a Christian, there comes a point where you go back that you have to use faith to believe what you believe. I believe that a creator spoke it into existence. The atheist believes that nothing came out of nothing, but both of us believe something. The truth is, what I believe is way more plausible than what they believe. What I believe makes sense more than what they believe, but it all comes down to an element of faith. Are you with me? All right, this is just a dude. This is just a person. This ain't one of our fellow ministers, and this ain't Dustin. This is just a guy, and he's just trying to find his way through life. And I'm telling you, this guy can come across some crazy people. Amen. When you're in search for truth, you can come across some crazy people. So you come across a legalistic Christian. Anybody ever came across one? So when you come across, come here, Ian. Throw that out there. I want to help you, friend. I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help you. You see all these things over here? Yeah, that's a lot. But here's. Listen to me really close. Look over here. Don't look over there. You can't look over there. Don't look over there. Don't touch any of that. Don't do any of that. Don't invest any of your currency into that. Stay away from that. Don't touch that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Oh, come on. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? What must I do to be saved? Well, you got to quit drinking. Well, you got to quit cussing. Well, you got to quit smoking. You got to quit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got to quit. You got to quit. Don't invest. Don't invest. Don't invest. Don't invest. Don't invest. Don't do it. Don't complain. Don't do any of those things. It's a constant not to message. I'm telling you this for a reason. Because Samson said, I will not, I will not, I will not. But let me tell you what Samson did. Everything Samson said that he would not do, he wound up doing. Samson said, I won't take of the vine, I won't cut my hair, and I won't touch anything dead. It's just a few chapters later, he's down in the vineyard, he's down there sticking his hands inside the carcass of a dead lion, and before you know it, he's got his head in the lap of Delilah, and now he's lost all of his strength because I won't get it done. So, how many of us, let's admit this, how many of us have tried to help people find Jesus and we tell them what they need to quit doing? All of y'all looking at me like, no, not me. I've got it all right. I've never done that, preacher. Not me. Never once. Well, let me tell you what's the first thing you need to do. You need to make a promise that you're not going to, and you're not going to. Here's the problem. That's not the answer. Remember the story. A man came to me one day, a young boy, and he found out I was a preacher, and he came up to me and he said, hey, preacher, I'm going to quit drinking. I said, He said, what? I said, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear it. He said, no, man, I'm going to quit drinking. And I knew what he was getting at. He was trying to tell me that he would be more righteous if he quit drinking. I know what he's getting at. He didn't say nothing about stopping drinking until he found out I was a preacher. Then all of a sudden, he wants to stop drinking. I looked at him and I said, man, don't stop. He said, you can't say that. You're a preacher. I said, unless you're trying to save your liver. I said, because here's the problem, man. If you stop drinking, that don't make you saved. You're still a sober sinner. Yeah, you're not drinking, but just because you're not partaking in this does not mean that you are partaking in this. Are you with me? Oh, hold on. I need one more person. Come on, it's the beginning of the year. Why are y'all so lazy? He said, buy the truth and sell it not. We're telling everybody not to buy that stuff instead of telling them to buy this. Are you following me? Because this is extremely important. We're saying, now listen, man, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. This is the message of the kingdom. You need to invest in the kingdom. You need to invest. Just because you're not investing in that doesn't mean that you are investing in this. Are you with me? Just because you're not a backbiter, and just because you're not a covenant breaker, and let's be honest, we tell ourselves, I'm going to be a better person this year, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. And you can make all those covenants that you want, but unless you are investing in this, you will never have the power to overcome that. So here you are, you're looking for answers. And I'm telling you, I tell you right now, boy, you better quit that. You ever had anybody tell you that? Oh, yeah. Are they here tonight? No, don't tell me. And watch this. This is what God laid on my heart. We watch him to see if he's not doing that. And when he stops doing some of that stuff, we get excited. And you know what we also do? We start relaxing our prayers. Just because he stopped doing some of this, we let's be honest, we watch people's behaviors. We watch to see what they're doing. Some of us in here have been in church so long that we know people that call themselves fruit inspectors. Anybody? They'd say, I tell you right now, you can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. You can tell a tree by the fruit it bears, and I'm a fruit inspector. Who made you the fruit inspector? Because the only thing that you can watch is their behavior. All that you can watch is what you see. And let me tell you something about people. They are tricky. They can hide things that the fruit inspector doesn't see. They can do these things and the fruit inspector don't see him. So we think he's okay, but he's never going to be okay unless he invests in the truth. And let's, oh man, so here's the deal. When this world comes to us and they say, what must I do to be saved? The first thing Peter would say is repent. And we tell the sinner that means you got to repent of your sins. The repentance there means change your mind. You got to change your mind. You got to repent. It's a changing of your mind. This world is got a way of pulling and tugging and hold that up there where everybody can see it. Nobody likes to see this in church, but you know what's crazy? Some of these y'all would like to do. Everybody's going, no. There's not one of those up there, Pastor, that I would ever do. You're looking at that list, and there's some of these things you'd like to do. Don't believe me? Let's hang out for a little while. How many people here, and listen, you can be honest, you're in a safe place. How many people have ever gossiped and enjoyed it? Look around at all these heathens. Oh, I got some gossip, and it's juicy. And juicy gossip, you know what's worse than that? Is when they try to check up. And they say, hey, did you hear about, never mind. And you know what you do? Oh, come on, tell me what you do. You know, I'm looking at you, you're all guilty. You say, oh, no, you can't do me like that. The Holy Ghost is trying to stop them, and you're over there, no, what is it? What is that? No, you got to tell me. And then they started out with, you got to promise not to tell because I promise not to tell. Well, if you're breaking your promise and it's so good that you're breaking your promise, what makes you think that I'm not going to break my promise? Here's the problem. Every time you do that, you are investing in that side. Listen, people, there's a currency. Time, effort, dedication. You've only got so much time on this earth. And the enemy is going to try to get you wasting it on this over here. And if, turn this way. You turn that way. Don't do it. Don't, Lord have mercy. You should go way too fast. You'll be out of money in a minute. Because if you're constantly looking at this, telling yourself you're not going to partake in it, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get weak. Am I preaching to anybody? You made a covenant. With your eyes, you made a covenant with your mouth. You made promises. You said, this is it. It's the last time. This is the last time. And you're constantly looking over there and just, and eventually, you know what happens? You invest. Yes. Yeah, we do it. You invest in another one. And then you invest in another one. And then you invest in another one. And then you get sick. So you come over here. And you say, it is of the Lord's stripes that I am healed. And you try to buy a scripture over here. Oh, come on, let's get real with it. Can I get right in your living room? Can I get right in your living room? Could you imagine if I let somebody come up here in service tonight and cuss and carry on and swarp and do all that stuff? How would y'all feel about that? But yet we sit in our living room and we listen to all that stuff go on and all of that filth. Hey, filth's over there. Everybody see that? As you're like, oh, I'm a Christian, but nobody's in the living room with me. Preacher, this is my favorite show. Is it filthy? The Bible says they don't do the things, but they find pleasure in those that do.
Hey, that ain't Old Testament. That's New Testament. You didn't know you was coming today for this, did you? You thought you was going to get a rah-rah, hey, let's go, New Year, bring it on. No, sir, we got to deal with that first. Have you ever done any of those? You like to boast. What else?
I've definitely not listened to my parents.
Definitely not listened to your parents, Doug. Can you say amen? Amen. A brawler. Are you done with brawling?
At times.
I need a new volunteer. I need one more holy than this one. Every time, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, filthy, double-tongued. Oh, you talk about them to somebody else, and then when you see them, you're their friend. That's double-tongued. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So what happens is you keep investing, and you keep investing, and you keep investing, because one way or the other, wait a minute, you got some over here. It's Sunday morning church service. So on Saturday night or Sunday morning, you say, God, forgive me for what I did all week. I'm going to go to church tomorrow. God, I need your blessings. So now you're over here. The problem is you're out of currency because you've spent it somewhere else. Hey, this isn't your fault. There's the good, there's the silver lining. Listen, people, this isn't your fault. You have been had. The preacher did this to you. Your grandmother did this to you. She told you to get into heaven. You needed to stop doing all that. This is not your fault. You're trying to overcome that. The problem is you don't have the strength to overcome that because you're not investing in the right thing. The prodigal son, he said, give me all my money. He said, give me all of my inheritance. And you know what he did? He went down there and hung out with him. And the Bible says he spent, come on, tell me, all that he had. And he was in the pig's pen. And the Bible says that he was eating corn husk. Who said it? Corn husk. He's eating husk. There's no corn in it. He's eating the outside. That's what religion does. Religion leaves you down there telling you to stay away from there, but you have no power over that, and you start eating the shell that has no substance in it. And he spent all that he had in righteous living. And he came to himself and he said, I'm going to go back to my father's house. And he starts coming back and he's busted and he's disgusted and he can't be trusted. He's broke. He has nowhere else to go. He has the upper hand on him. Oh, man, I hope you can see this. You know what happens when you was disobedient to your parents in those days? You got stoned. He took all of his dad's money and ran away with it and spent it on righteous living. And he's coming back home. His dad has the right to stone him. Do you think he's a little nervous to come back? He's already got his speech ready. I've done you wrong, Father. And I'm thinking about the servants and the servants in your house. They've got bread, and I'm just coming back to make a deal. I'll be a servant. But let me tell you the truth. The truth is this. When the truth sees him coming back, he's got something ready for him, something that he lost down there. He brings it to him, and he puts the ring on his finger, and he hugs him. And this is what he says: kill the fatted calf. That which was lost has come home. And the elder brother's mad because, yeah, fan yourself with it. That's how the rich people do.
Because he spent it all down there. He lost it all. But the Father, the truth brings him back. Now, you got a choice. Now that you've been blessed, you got the ring, you got the robe, you got the kingdom. You can go back down there. But what does he do? It's implied that he never leaves home again. Because you begin to invest in truth. Now watch this. Watch this. This is important. This is important. This is really important. Because when you invest in truth, truth gives you strength. When you invest in truth, truth gives you healing. When you invest in truth, when you buy the truth, don't sell it. Don't ever sell the truth. Oh, you keep investing. See, yes, keep you a couple just for illustration purposes. One more. Here's what you got to determine. You got to get this determined in your heart. This year, I'm going to invest in truth. I'm going to give truth time. And you say, what is that, Bible reading? It's not always Bible reading. Sometimes it's worship. Acquiring truth can happen right in worship. Why? Because you are encountering truth. You say, well, I don't know a lot of scriptures. Well, get your worship on and get in connection with him, and he'll put words in your mouth that you didn't even know you knew. Amen. We're telling everybody. Now, man, it's the best part of sermon. Y'all ready? And then he comes. He comes knocking. Hey, man, I need you to do some investment over here. The problem is you're sold out, pal. No. So you ain't getting nothing around here.
You ain't getting nothing around here.
Around here.
Around here.
Yeah. Why? Because he's done turned to him from you. Am I all right still? How much time I got, Shane? How long has this been? You've got nothing now. You've got nothing. They sing songs about this. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. I am sold out to the truth, and the lie has nothing left for me. The reason I can overcome that enemy is because I have the truth in me. You shall know the, and the truth will. We're trying to be conformed to the image of the Son. You know what the Son was? Absolute truth. So when he takes on the devil in temptation, you know what he used? The Word of God. The Word of God was speaking the Word of God to the enemy. Hold on, let me try it over here. They didn't get it. The Word of God was speaking the Word of God to the enemy, because truth overcomes all of this mess. Promises don't get it. Commitment don't get it. It'll get it for a minute. Samson was stupid. I mean, think how dumb that was. Tell me where your strength is. Well, if you bind me with some new flax cord, and you wake up the next morning and you're bound with new flax cord. Oh, you tricked me. Tell me what really does it. Well, I'll tell you what. There comes a point when you gotta realize she's trying to get me. But you know what his vow was? His vow was a I won't vow, not a I will vow. His vow was a I'll abstain vow. And he did everything he said he wouldn't do. Watch this. I will put Esther, thank goodness for this month off. I have read in Esther more than ever. I avoid that book. You say you can't do it. I have. I've heard so many sermons out of the book of Esther. I was like, I just don't want to preach anything about Esther. How many times have y'all heard me preach about Esther? Well, here you go. I'll put Esther up against any of them Old Testament heroes. You know why? Because Samson's vow was a I won't vow. And he did. You know what hers was? I will submit to the king. I will submit to the king. I will go through purification. I will do that. Maybe he has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. And I'm telling you, she saved the nation. How? By having relationship with the king. Because she had, oh, listen to this. This is good. Because she pleased the king, she saved the nation. Not because she didn't do what grandma told you not to do. Are those sins? Yes. Should you do them? No. Don't answer this. Do you sometimes? Don't answer it. You know why you do it sometimes? Because you got an I won't vow instead of an I will vow. Because the more time I spend in truth, the less time I spend in that garbage. That's right. You can clap your hands for that because that's important. She went in and she had relations. She talked to him and she pleased the king. You know what Jesus said? He said, Father, I know you hear me always. Why? Because I don't do those things that you said to not do. That is not what he said. He said, Father, I know you hear me always because I do those things that are pleasing to you. I wish I had like a brain explode emoji right now on the screen. The more time you spend in truth, the less time you're going to spend in that garbage. We're standing here and we're trying to fight the enemy, but we're fighting the enemy from a weak place. How many people started a Bible reading program this year? Raise your hand. Let's have an altar call right now. Just right now. Did it even cross your mind? I know. Hold on. I got it. You're like, no, Pastor, I'm already in one. Mine lasts for 6 years. You say, you know what? I'm going to get through the Bible in a year. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this, and I got it, 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 and I got it. And what happens is you miss one. And let me tell you what happens when you miss one. It is so easy to miss two. Everybody with me? You miss one. Hey, you miss a service, church? Nobody calls you? Anybody ever had that happen? You miss and nobody calls you. You say, I'm going to miss again to see if they notice. And you miss two services and nobody calls you. And you know what you do? You gossip about the pastor. You know what happens over here? He said, buy the truth. He never said for anybody to force feed you the truth. Oh, let me say it again. I shouldn't have to babysit him into heaven. He should have something inside of him that is driving him to purchase truth. So here's what happens. When you go to buy something, I know how you people are. I've seen it. Black Friday. When you go buy something, you don't get mad. You got to get in there and get it done. Nobody's trying to, you'll get up really, really, really. How many people went Black Friday shopping this year? Raise your hand. Do you people do anything? That's the most boring congregation on the whole planet. Do I go Black Friday shopping? Nah. Do you have a Bible reading program? Nah. Do y'all love Jesus? Nah, sometimes. Turn your back on that. But the only way you're going to turn your back on that is turn your face toward this. So here's what we got to quit doing. Buying truth sometimes, buying some of that the other time. Spending time with this when we think we need it, spending time with that when we're okay. Am I preaching to you? The key is to turn to this. Buy the truth. Don't sell it. Don't sell the truth. That means you can sell it. How do you sell truth? How? I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people come to church and love Jesus for 20 years and then just one day decide, I'm done. You're done what? It's too hard. I've heard people say it's too hard. Well, somebody lied to you. Because with him, it's all possible. His strength becomes your strength. Am I preaching to you now? This is so important. Preacher, I just can't hardly do it. It's so difficult. No, the way of a transgressor is hard. That's what's difficult, is the way of a transgressor. Man, when I got in this truth, I realized something. Even when I fall, he picks me up. How hard is that? How hard is that? It ain't hard. He's got it all in his hand, and I'm glad I'm invested in truth. Thank you. You can sit down. Give me my money. This is yours. Couldn't move. Everybody hold up what you got. Oh. Well, looky, looky. He's got more than you. But you know what you can do with that? When you give it to him, he gives it back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's the law of the talent. When you give to him, he gives back to you. I promise this works. Pray. Pray every day and watch what happens to your strength in the Lord. Invest in it. Spend what you got with him and watch what happens. Come on, Aaron. I will let y'all have this as a memory of the sermon, but this is Sophie's. Shop lady money. Yeah, she got a little store at the house, and you got check stuff out with and all that. And when she comes in there with this stuff, you can't even call her Sophie. I'm not Sophie. I'm the shop lady. First of all, how much do you got? How much time do you got? Because you know what we tell ourselves all the time? I don't have any time. Let me prove to you that you have time. Let me see your phone. Let me see every one of your phones. You know what? Let's do that right now. Let's do it as an act of faith right now. Look at your phone. Does everybody know how to go to time used on your cell phone? No, nobody knows how? Somebody does? Look at y'all. No, preacher, I don't know how to do that. No. You don't have to tell on yourself, but you got to do this. Listen to this. When we stand before Jesus, Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube is going to testify against us that we had time. So you got time. You got time. What are you going to invest it in? Because whatever you invest in is going to make the difference the way our lives go. So we're going to invest in prayer. We're going to invest in reading. We're going to invest in worship. We're going to invest in time with truth. And then that truth is going to give us strength to overcome the enemy. Are you with me? Well, preacher, I didn't make a New Year's resolution. And I don't have a Bible reading program.
But I feel the need to get closer to him. If you're here tonight and you feel that way, I want you to come to the altar. We're going to pray with you. Watch this. I think I know my congregation now. How many people hate going to the doctor? Raise your hand. It's because y'all hate going anywhere. How many people have ever went to the doctor and you didn't want to go and they gave you something that helped your situation and you were so glad you went? Almost every one of us, right? Tell you what, Bubba, that steroid shot they gave me, woo! Feeling better already. You went weeks walking around. You say, I really don't want to go to the altar tonight. I really don't. I tell you this, if God's dealing with your heart and you come, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Because that's investing in that truth. As they sing a song, if anybody needs prayer, you need to pray. We're here for you right now. Come on, help me. Help me. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. By the power that works in us.